lives. It's over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is on the throne. He's ruling and reigning on the throne. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say he's good. I say he's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise God. He's good. He's good. He's good. Praise the Lord. And you know, you go and praise the Lord. Sometimes one of people be looking at this one looking at that. Go on and praise the Lord. And if you feel like keeping on praising when people stop, just keep on. That's praising with you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. He want to have his thing. Have his way in this church. And among this people, he want to move. And we ain't going to stop him from moving. Let him move like he want to move. Hallelujah. You might, thank you. Praise, praise. You say, what? We was in our study. We say, what is they doing in heaven? They praising God 24/7. So I'm just going to join in and praise the Lord. I want to join in some of the praise. I can't praise them all like they do, but I can join in some of it. Lord, so you going and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Run around the church. Jump up and down. Turn or flip, whatever you want to do. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. Don't wait on nobody else. Don't wait on your neck. Don't wait on them. If you got joy in your heart, you go ahead and let it explode. Because we'll get with you, honey. We'll praise the Lord with you. We'll cry with you. We'll sing with you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God want to move. We're not going to stop him from moving. He wants to move. He loves his people. Praise the Lord. Now, we were singing. I said, oh, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And that child was up on them drums. I said, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, wait. This child going to be playing professional. Wait and see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's all you got to do is want to. He'll do the rest. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is good. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all know y'all used to L taking it, taking the offering, and da 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 da. But I'm telling you, our heart is so hungry, I don't care how he moves. Don't be looking back at me. Can I say, if the Lord tell you to sing, go sing. I said, if he tell you to shout, shout. If he tell you to praise God, praise God. If he tell you to run around, run around. Praise the Lord. If he tell you to jump up, down, jump up and down. Woo! Oh, thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo! Hallelujah. We was in the world, nobody never ever tell us, come on, let's dance. We heard the music, we danced. You hear me? I never been in the bars, but I danced a plenty. Every Friday, they would have a ring dang at my house. From Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'd be ready in there with them because I didn't know no better. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, hello. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
give him the praise and peace too. As I look back over my life and I see what God has done, I won't hesitate but appreciate and thank him for the victory he won. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Somebody ought to lift your head and say thank you, Lord.
Everybody, tell him thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We thank the Holy Ghost. I say we thank the Holy Ghost. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord is here today. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to try to follow him. Is that okay? I should be old enough to know how to follow him right now. Praise the Lord. I tell you, he's a good God. Praise the Lord. Seems like he wants us to praise him. It seems like he wants us to praise him. It seems like to me, he wants us to praise him. Somebody needs to strengthen this place, and you can get it from praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. You want to see God move, then man got to move out the way. I said, Lord, I'm ready to move out the way and let you move. I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how you feeling now? How you feel? Feeling pretty good? Feel like going on? Feel like they're holding on? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God, I just love him. Praise the Lord. This just a tap here. Just a little bitty drop. He getting ready to woo. Thank you. That's like, you know, you say, when you come in, you say, you know, Pastor, be somebody else. Well, it's up to us. Brother Wigworth said, if he don't move, I move him. If he don't, he said, if I don't feel him move, then I'll move him. So I just really thank the Lord. I do appreciate him. I thank him. Hallelujah. The service last night, Tammy preached, and it was good. Got so much out of it. Praise the Lord. And then after the service, the Lord moved. Praise the Lord up on me. He helped me. I said, me. You know, sometimes God helped help you. You. And I tell you, it was just beautiful. I just really want to thank the Lord. I'm glad. Praise about it. If he just know what to do. He know where to do it, when to do it, how to do it. So we need to stop worrying ourselves. Thank you, brother. I've loved your testimony, brother. I was really concerned about you. I was worried about you. I was. But, Lord, you know, I don't even have to worry about the folks. God took care of it right nicely. God is good. And it take God. I say it take God. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, I guess I feel him smiling on us. Thank you, Jesus. He's smiling on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's smiling on us. What you feel, Sister Gerda? What you feel? Yeah. Because sometimes people have that sense of a sense of. Praise the Lord. I feel God smiling on us. Yes, Lord. I just thank him. I really appreciate it. Hey, brother.
All right, saints. It's time let us prepare as in our offering. Oh, man. Come on. I was looking at Brittany saying, boy, the party just got started. Man. I don't know if nobody, too many people here know about clubs. Few of them. Man, a party, the club just hopped, didn't it? It hopped from midnight to the morning, Pastor. Then we went up, got up in the morning and went to work. You hear that? We got up and went to work after all of been up all night, bouncing and jumping and screaming and sweating, and here it is on a Sunday morning. I'm tired. Oh, my God. Party just got started. Huh? Yes, Lord. God is so good. He's so good. He is so good. I know how you feel, Brother Ryan. When that baby leave the house, when you start talking about, start thinking about my son, I'm like, oh, I know what he's talking about. Make you want to cry. Like I said, yeah, you don't know which way to go. You're happy, but, man, I've been asking them to get out, Lord, and raise them up so they can get on their own, but now they're gone, and I'm pitiful. Oh, my God. Has everybody had the chance to give this morning? Waiting on anybody, wave your hands like you did last Sunday. Let's bow our heads. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the service, Lord, this part of the service, the giving, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching a people's heart, God, that they brought to your storehouse, God, that came out, God, and gave their monies, Lord, that you have strengthened them to earn. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless, Father God, this morning. 100-fold, God, on all that gave, even those that wanted to give but did not have to give. We pray, God, that your mercies be up on them and bless them also. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right.
I'll tell you now. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope we can follow the Holy Spirit. I mean, probably we got to follow him because he's the leader. We asked him he was welcome in this place. Did we say that? And so we mean it, Holy Spirit. You're welcome. Whatever you want to do, just whatever you want to do. I've been really down in Peter because I want to be fruitful, and I don't want to be barren. Do you? I don't want to be unfruitful. I want to bear some fruit. Hallelujah. I want to please the Lord, and you want to please the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is telling me, so I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to bring my people out. Praise. I'm bringing them out. I'm bringing them out. I'm bringing them out. And when you get up and say it, what you said about yourself. You know, people, Jesus didn't call it. He didn't think it was, you know, such a, to say he was God, a God's son. He didn't think there was nothing. There's a scripture to say that. You know, you had to quote it. But he didn't think, and he's getting us to the place where we're going to say, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to have to be talking, well, I don't know. No, he said, don't hide your light on the bushel. And I used to go down to Mississippi every year to see Ernest. We went down to see his mother. And when you cross the Mississippi River, they have the lights on down the river, down all them little buildings be lit up. I just used to love that. I said, oh, we almost there. And the city would just be dazzling with lights. Dazzling with lights. But as the scripture say, ye are the lights of the world. You are the light. A city set up on a hill which cannot be hid. And as we were praising God, God was bringing you into something else. See, you don't know, but the angels are here praising God with us. Praise the Lord. They don't be sitting, no, they ain't sitting back. No, they praising God with us. So we want to get them to move, and we got to be praising God. Amen. So I just want to thank the Lord, and thank the Lord for Sister Tawana. You know, I saw her heart last night. She is right down to the penny of what she doing, and I really appreciate that about her. I want this done right. It's got my name kind of on it and tagged. I want it done right. And I believe that it was done right. We had a really blessed time last night. We really did. 2 Peter 1:5. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to keep you long because I'm telling you, I'm waiting, still waiting. I'm still waiting. Here I am, Lord. I told the Lord, I said, here I am. I'm sick of it. I'm saying, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Bridget come and guide me, and God began to open my heart. This month has been good for me. It's gone. I'm talking about the month of November. Because I was asking God, Lord, you open me and let me see me. I don't want to see nobody else but me. And I saw me. I did. And I ain't like what I saw either. I ain't like what I saw. I said, you know, it's something about humility, but you help me. Y'all don't understand. That's okay. But the angels understand. I said, you help me, Lord, to be what you want me to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because then you get so humble, you can't say things you need to say. Praise the Lord. Scared you might. I said, Lord, I don't know how, Lord, but you know what? I know he's God. And I've seen him, how he dealt with Pharaoh. I've seen him change Pharaoh's heart. I've seen him change your heart. I've seen, you know what, Donald, somebody say every time they look over at you, they say, Lord, Lord, you must have been a pickle, but Donald. To see you in the house of God. Praise the Lord. So I've seen God change people's hearts. I've seen people, it was a man in my church. That man was the worst guy, but his wife would go with tears to the altar and pray for him. One Sunday he came and God touched that man, shook him up, filled him with the Holy Ghost. He turned 3 shades lighter. This is the truth. He was the honest the truth. He was a dark man. He turned light. His skin, he came out. I said, Brother Bonner. I didn't even know who he was. I said, who is you? He was so happy. She was so happy. Hold on, saints. Hold on. Ain't nothing in your life that God won't make it shiny bright. Oh, my God. When he touches it, it changes. He touch you, it changes. Oh, Lord, the Lord has changed my life. He's done something for me. I don't know about nobody else, but that month he done something for me. I crossed that bridge, and I'm sick and tired of being where I am. I talk to her a lot, and probably I don't know a couple of people. I don't talk to everybody. But I say, I know, praise the Lord, God has given me my song back. He's given me what I lost. He said he restored to me the years the canker worm. He's restored my soul. And I want to thank him. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, I don't care what nobody say. What you give me, I'm going to use what you give me. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful to him. So get ready. I'm grateful to the Lord for what he's done. A lot of times people can keep you down. That is not growing up. People tell you something good, you something, I don't like so-and-so. So what? That's your problem. Amen. I'm sure people came to told Brenda, girl, you should have. No, that's your problem. This is me. I say I'm a child of God. And I say everything going to come down under my subjection. I say I know who I believe, and I know he will keep that I commit unto him. Thank you, Jesus. Then you get around, you say, I want to be a witness. Well, you don't let the devil beat you down so that you scared to say something to anybody. Now, I know that ain't touching everybody. But I'm telling you, I'm coming out of this thing. I say, I'm coming out. I say, I'm coming out. Now, I'm not a person going to be overspoken. I say, Lord, I know I don't want to be overspoken. I'm just not that. And here's another thing. I said, Lord, you know what? We got to realize you can change every wrong thing in our life. They'll say, I was born with that. Yeah, you was born. You were born in sin, and you was born under Satan. But that don't mean you got to be a fool all your life. My mother was like that. Yeah? I see a lot of my mother in me sometimes. I said, I don't want to be like nobody. And if anybody tell me, you looked, I said, I want to know. I want to look like Jesus. And while we was down here praying, this morning there, while we were praying, I saw people coming forth. People coming forth like Jesus. They didn't have to tell nobody what they did. They was the lights of the world. They walked out and they shined like the light. Praise the Lord. Nobody didn't have to say, who are you? They knew, hallelujah, about something about them. Hallelujah, something about you, Dee Dee. Something about you, child. Something about you that people see. You ain't got to put no tag on. You ain't got to put nothing on your car. All you got to do is do what God tells you to do. And as you do, his light will shine through you. You ain't telling me nothing. People walk up to you in the store. Say something different about you. I ain't said nothing to folks. Nothing ever said. Something different about you. And sometimes I say, Lord, ain't nothing different about me. But yeah, it's something different about me. You didn't get that, Al. You didn't get that. See, people have said, Sister Davis, you know, something different about you. I said, oh, ain't nothing different about me. Then I said to them, I said, it's something different about me. It's something different about me. When I walk, the light shines. You know, you got to either believe what he said or you don't. Praise the Lord. You just bless me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I'm here, he's here. When I go somewhere, he's there. He ain't here because I'm here. And I brought him here. And it don't take but just a crumb of him to get it done. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God did something for me. He did something for me. He really did. You, Sister Dave, I said, uh-huh, me. So let him do something for you. We can get this thing done. I tell you. Then Gwen got up. She said, I got to obey the Lord. He said, saying, thank you. Let me get up here. I don't care if I ain't going through it all. Gwen, you don't know. You passed the milestone today. I said, you passed the milestone. People don't understand that when you obey God. It was just a suggestion, though. It wasn't that you should sing it. But when you got up, obedience is better than any cow you can burn, any dove you can put on the altar, anything you can do, anything you put away, obedience is better than sacrifice. And Jackie, you were saying, maybe you said you never do know. Do you know I believe God? I mean, he started with me, dealing with me long years ago. The things in our lives is something bothering you. It has got something to do with something that you. Maybe I didn't say that right. The Lord told me people that got terrible arthritis, he told me about that. He told me about it. He told me. I told Bridget about it. I said, Bridget, and it came just to me. I said, Bridget, that's what the Lord told me. Then I begin to see how the body is made. I'm going to go to all that. But the body is fearfully made. It was made to live forever. And I told the Lord that. I said, God, I know we get old and the body crumbles up. Mine is crumbling. I said, but don't let it crumble no more. It have to crumble. Y'all didn't catch that. Don't let it crumble no more. There was a lady last night. She was at our table. She was 92. And she got up and walked up to that table. And she was trying to get up, you know, because she old, 92. And she tiny. She was trying to get up, and her daughter sit there and said, don't bother. She don't want you to bother. And she got up, walked up to that table with her boots on. Hello. Her boots up to here. Hello. And she walked up to that table, got her stuff on. She said, you know, I don't eat much, so I don't want nobody to get stuff from me because they may get something that I don't like. She said, girl, ain't God good to you? I said, yes, girl, that's all she talked about. God is good. Ain't it good? She was, when she get ready, she said, he just so good. And every time I see her, she said, girl, God good. I said, yes. I said, good. He brought me from a mighty long way. Ain't it good? I saw in Sam, she said, ain't God good? So I got to shout. What I said, yes, he's good. You go shout, but you ain't got the record. She said, ooh, he's so good. Then she'll sit down and she'll read this. She say, mm-hmm. She can prove the Lord love her. She's 92. Still talking about Jesus. Okay, she's supposed to, we invited. I want to get off to the cross, but we invited to the tea. And I said, I ain't going to call nobody. I said, because Alice's mother is 92. She done told me they had to be at a tea at 4:00. So I'm not going to call her. This woman is old. She ain't going to be running to a tea at 2 and some else at 4. So she came. Then she got my table's almost filled. She came. And Gwen was so happy she came. Alice came. I said, I'm looking at the clock. She said, baby, don't worry about it. When I leave here, I'm going to the other thing. She said, they invited me to some religious something that they're having. Said, the church is having something. I said, Mama, call me. Mama, you tired? She said, no, baby. No, I'm not tired, baby. I'm not tired. She said, this keeps me. Hello. She said, when I'm with the Lord, that keeps me strong. She got up, left that place at about 3 or 4 o'clock and went to the other place. She runs her daughter. Her daughter said, no, I can't do it. She said, I'm going home. She said, Mama will wear you out. 92. She said, this is my strength. My God is my strength. She said, I can't wait to get there. I said, whoa. I'm still there feeling sorry for her. I'm going to run and get her. They said, let her alone. She don't want you to bother. She said, now I'm going to go up to this thing and get one. And she don't talk. No. She talks, don't she? She don't talk. You know, she talk old, and she old. You can say she old. Boy, she had that hat cocked on her head, boy. A white hat. I mean, it had stuff dangling off of it. She won the hat thing last year. Oh, everybody with hats stand up. She stood up. She finally stood up. And tomorrow I said, well, that y'all like this one, y'all. And this one. They got to her. Everybody, because I guess because she old. And she said, oh, she said, oh, Mama, you won. Oh, that's nice. And her daughter ran up there and got a present for her and brought it back. She said, oh, that's nice. Then she looked at them, got to go to the thing. The Lord. I'm going with Jesus. She said, I just praise. Well, she's something else. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter 1:5. We want to be like that, don't we? Praise the Lord. Well, God impressed upon me. He said, begin to study 2 Peter and get it in your heart. So every day, I've been trying to do it every day, read it every day. Or let the phone read it to me. This dude on the phone, he's good. His 2 Peter, whereby given unto us. My prayer, you know, he don't just go do-do-do-do. Ooh, I just love him. I like to let him know I love him. Okay, we're going to start at the 6th verse. No, 5. And besides this, given all diligence, I won't be here long, add to your faith virtue. Well, I've been reading that. I said, Lord, what is virtue? Ah, you want to write this down. Virtue is goodness. Virtue is righteousness. Virtue is integrity. Virtue is dignity. Virtue is honor. Virtue is decently. Virtue means respectability. Virtue is worthiness and purity. I said, well, my goodness, Lord, you've got some other things. See, if I add all of this, I ought to be able to get all this other stuff. Add it. He told us to add it. He told us to add it. How are we going to be righteous, Lord? We're going to study to be like him. We're going to pick this word up, and what we don't understand, the Holy Ghost is going to tell us. We need integrity and dignity. Yes, it's dignity when you can stand and say, I'm a Christian. He don't want us to go down and talk about this. No, you did right. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of the Lord. Praise. I'm a child of God. I went to the store the other day and this lady said, Merry Christmas. I said, Merry Christmas, honey. You ain't supposed to say, you know, these things. But she didn't care and I didn't either. Praise the Lord. Honor. You want honor. You want to be honorable. You know, you want to be decent. You want to be, study to be decent. Look in the word and find out what decency is and be decent. Ladies, be decent. Dress decent, talk decent, go places, be what you're supposed to be. Now why? I'll show you. You want to be respected, people. People to respect you. And men will respect you and everybody else will respect you if you follow this. You want to be worth it and you want to be pure in heart. Now Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now explain that when I explained it online. I'm excited about this. I'm going to explain one at a time. Now, we're going to get it in church first, and then I'm going online with it. He said, add to your faith virtue. And now when you got virtue added, add some knowledge. Knowing God. How you going to know God? You're going to study. You can't know God without studying and staying with him. Am I right? All right. We're going to break it down, but not today. He said, and knowledge. He said, to knowledge, temperance. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We got to add temperance. Temperance. I mean, just almost like the other word. What's that other word that sounds like temperance? Moderation. Just temper. Be temperate in all things. Moderate in all things. He said, and to godly and then to temperance, he said to add patience. You got to do that. God give me patience. No. It said you supposed to add it. And to that godliness. And to godliness, he said, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, add charity and love. You know why? He said, for these things be in you and abound. A lot of it in you. It make you that you be not barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. If you want to know him, you add, because what came out of Jesus when he touched that woman? Virtue healed that woman. And virtue will heal some things in you. Virtue will do it. So simple. We make it so hard. Praise the Lord. He said, you be not burned. He said, but if he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and he forget that he been purged from his old sins. You forget that God raised you up. You forget that God put you and said you a Christian. You forget that who you are. Don't forget who you are, children of God. You don't do this because you're a Christian. You're on your job. Now, one simple thing. I know when they keep Halloween. And my Michael was in school at that time. I went right over there and got him. I'll show you this. I'm saying this for the glory of God. I went and got Michael out of school. I don't keep Halloween. When the Lord told me that was the Lord's Sabbath, that wasn't for me. But that's the devil's Sabbath. That's the devil. Said, well, we're going to say, no, but you have to come get him. I said, okay. I came and got him, took him out of school. Let me tell you something. It's a teacher, was a gym teacher. I'm saying this for the glory of God. He came to me, he says, Miss Davis, I want to thank you for standing on God. I had just got to be a Christian, and I had been praying about Halloween. And when you came and got your kid, that showed it. And I said, oh. And my mother-in-law told me, she said, look at me. I said, listen, somebody watching you, and you said it this morning. God put us out to be lights of the people that's looking for Jesus. When they look at us, they're supposed to see something different. I'm believing Halloween. I don't keep it. I don't even have to buy no candy during that time. No, I'm sick of Halloween. I don't want nothing to do with the devil. He done took my kid, took my kids and got my husband. No, I don't want to know who I want to serve him no kind of way. I don't want nothing you got. Well, we going to have it at church. I don't care where you have it at. I ain't dunking their apple for you. I'm not going to do. Why? Because God said don't do it. I said, he said don't do it. And you practice don't do it. You don't. People thought I don't care what they thought. I don't care what the principal thought. I didn't care. Joe didn't. I don't know what Michael think about it, but I didn't care. He was a little bitty boy. I just, you know, you ain't keeping out of the wing. And I doubt if he keep it now. I doubt it. Because he's kind of funny. He don't eat pork. He didn't eat pork when he was like this. He just mess up a piece of bacon, take all the little red stuff out of all the junk. Praise the Lord. He said, but if you be lack these things, it's blind. We lack any of the things that we just got through saying. We blind. We forget that we was purged from our old sins. He said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. I mean, really do this thing now. Be good in this. I mean, really get on this thing to make your calling and election sure. For if you do this, you shall what? You ain't going to never fall if you do this. When I saw that, I said, woo, Jesus, this the whole thing right here. Then he tells me over in Ephesians 4:8 how to think. I've been studying those because I want to know what I'm supposed to think and what I'm supposed to do. Okay. But he said, listen, that this one, for an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to get in the kingdom? You do things. I said, Lord, I want the kingdom in my life. Do this. Do this. He said, "For I'm going to open it up for you so you can get in. Ooh. I'm going to open the kingdom up, the door. You're going to be knocking and screaming no more. I'm going to open it up for you so you can get in. You can come in. Isn't that awesome? I say, isn't that awesome? Clap your hands. That's just awesome. Do you understand what he said? Let me see the hands of y'all to understand what Jesus is telling us. Praise God. Let me see it. Come on now, if you understand, put your hand up here. He said, if you do these things, is that what the Bible says? You shall never fall. You're going to stand in everything. You should never, he said, never fall. And he said, then this leverage and an interest shall be ministered to, given to you, ministered to you, into the kingdom of the Lord. Come on now. He going, you know, we go, oh, Lord. We studying about the kingdom in hell. And we studying. People come. We study about the kingdom. Al, I think that's the answer right there. We do these things. We'll have the kingdom open up for us. If we do what he tells us to do. You got your mind made up to do it. Go home and study it. You got a dictionary. Some of y'all got. Just look it up. You know, look up the words and look up and find out what we're supposed to be doing. Because we're supposed to be doing what they say we're doing. Everybody looking at me? Amen. We want to be saved. It didn't run around. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be, when people see us, they see Jesus. We don't want to have to say, what church you belong? People walk up to one time, me and Sister Mom was in the store. She said, we know y'all sanctified. We know y'all sanctified. I said, you know what, Sister Bowen? They think we sanctified because we got a dress on. And got our hair kind of fixed, you know, a certain way. I said, but I don't want that kind of sanctification. I want something that can help people. You know what I'm saying? Lady said, you can pray for me. How you know I can pray for you? Say, I know you can. For the glory of God. It's something. You know what? And Al, my humility. I God has tried to talk to me in many things. But I've been so humble. Till I've been over humble. I've been over humble. And it has hurt me much. It's hurt me. I don't want to ever get a braggart. You understand what I'm saying? I don't ever want to be overly nothing. Because I see what happens to people when they get like the apple saying, you get up there and get, and then when something happens, you can't do. See, I don't. I've seen this before in my ministry. And people, you know, since I've been saved, I said, Lord, keep me where I'm supposed to be. I don't care what I get, if I have 2,000 souls to preach to. Keep me And if I can't handle it, don't give it to me, because I want to be humble. I want to be, well, I'm usable. I want to be usable. I don't want to be out and I can't, God can never use me. Hallelujah. I don't be able. This dude walked up. His back was hurting. I had locked myself out of my car number 3 times the full time. He opened my car. He helped me. I think Ronnie came and finally got me up. Opened my car. I'm at the filler stage, just sitting there and locked my car. When the guy came, they said, "Are you all right? So you want me to take you home?" And da 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 da. I said, "No, not particularly. So he kept on running. He kept on doing his back. I said, "What's the matter with your back?" He said, "I hurt my back. You mad if I pray for you?" I slapped my hands on his back, child. Yes, I did. The kingdom of heaven has come down to you today, brother. The kingdom of heaven come down to you, honey. Praise the Lord. I've had so many, I could write in the book. But I said, I don't want to be telling all that. But God is real. And honest to goodness, God will use you. You be thinking, I'm not worthy. You're worthy because Jesus made you worthy. Quit letting the devil tell you ain't worthy. It'll stop you from growing. I'm telling you from experience. Don't let the devil tell you ain't good. Well, you ain't, you did so and so. You ate this and you did this. You did that. He'll find anything he can find on you. Don't let the enemy do you like that. Take what God give you. Stick it in the ground like a claim. This is mine. Hallelujah. This is mine. Staking my claim. God, I just love her testimony because she said, look, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do you not know that's the truth? Do you not know that is the truth? No weapon formed against me gonna prosper. I don't care what they shoot up the store. They ain't coming here while I'm in here shooting it up. You got to be like that. Because, and there's nothing wrong with that, because we are supposed to be over the world. We are supposed to be the lights of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be his light. When people see us, they're supposed to see some Jesus. Yeah, that man must be in that religion there. You know, that Jesus thing. You know, that man must be in that Jesus thing. He ain't out doing what, he ain't out laughing at the jokes and stuff. So he think he in that Jesus thing. Don't you want to hear somebody say that? I know y'all doing good. I know that you living right. I know you ain't doing nothing that you ain't supposed to do. Hello? And if you are praying, Lord, deliver me. But let me tell you something. You got to want to be delivered. To the extent it may bring tears to your eyes. I done told y'all about something I was in. I told you about it now. I told you. And I'm so glad that the Lord did some other things in this church. But I had went through the same thing. I was hurt awfully bad by somebody. And every time I listen to the radio, God will bring it to me. I say, well, God said, you better get rid of that. He told me, you better get rid of that. I said, but y'all didn't do nothing. They did it to me. He said, then I read the scripture. If your brother offend you, and it say, if you offend your brother, it say, if your brother offend you. I said, oh, Lord. So I had to go to her, him, and tell him, I'm sorry the way I feel about you. Please forgive me. That was hard. I'm a preacher. I preach in the pulpit. I preach, try to preach on fire. And I got to go say, forgive me. I'm sorry the way I've been feeling. You know what they did? I know you saved. What they said to me? I know you saved. Threw their arms around me. Woo. This thing works there. I say this thing works there. I say it's working. So if you still sitting there, got somebody, you go quickly, because it's going to release you and him. It releases people. It releases them, you know. You be thinking, well, Lord, I don't got nobody in my heart. I've said that to myself. Lord, you show me who I got in my heart. What have I done? If I got anybody that I'm thinking that I'm clean in that area. But you show me, God, if I need to say anything to anybody, you show it to me. And I go tell him like he don't know. It might hurt me, Lord. Maybe, and I goes all through this stuff. You know, I'm just human like y'all. I said, but I'll do what you say. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Listen, children of God. You're all just fighting. What are you fighting? If you got to cry, you may have to cry. I said, you might have to cry. I know Al was looking at them cookies mightily yesterday. He said, but I ain't eating none of these cookies. I'm not eating nothing until you might have to feel bad. People, and you know that devil. Oh, I just got something. We're going to try this. And I mean, it's full of sugar dripping off and chocolate running and karma running over. Come on now. But you got to do it. You make your mind up. You got to do it. Cry some. Who cares? Cry some. Say, Lord, I got to do this. I'm going to do it if it hurts me. I'm going to do it. And if you hurt too bad, call me. I pray for you. Because I believe God is able. Come on, we're not going to, this year, we ain't going to be making excuses. We ain't going to make no excuse. We're going to have somebody we can talk to. We're going to go to our brother or our sister. And it ain't talking on the phone to what you said. Ain't too many of them, is it, Leslie? And say, look, I'm going through this thing. You know, you really should have somebody so that, you know, somebody that you can talk to. You really should. Help me. Help me pray about this thing. I know I shouldn't do this. I know I'm into this thing. I know I'm feeling like this. Amen. And they'll help you and they'll pray for you if they love you. The Lord tell us to pray one for another. Didn't he tell us that? He told us to go, and then he told us to go to our brother. He told us to do all that now. And so you got to do what he tell you to do. Amen. I was listening. This is, I'm going to let you go. I had talked to somebody that came up to me last night. And with tears in her eyes running, she said, I'm so glad you came. I'm telling you for this, Al, some of that humility fell off. Something fell off of me. You're free, Celeste, to be what I have chosen you to be. You're free. Oh, God. I said, Lord, I haven't heard. He said, it's okay for you to hear. I'm just telling you. It's okay for you to hear. I thought I shouldn't even hear it, I guess. I'm telling you, God will change your life. Just like he did your pastor. He'll change your life. I said, he'll change your life. He'll change your life. Because I've been asking, who am I, Lord? What am I? You know, shucking, when I did this, I was, who cares? You know who? Amen. I'm just trying to tell this one. Went up to the table where they had all the stuff laying out. And this little German lady came up to me. I know she was German because she got an accent kind of like Gerda's. She said, you remind me of my godly grandmother. So when you was up there praying, I saw my grandmother praying. And I said, Lord, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. All my life I wanted to be, and I've been told this before. It ain't the first time. Praise the Lord, but I'm telling you right now, I am a child of the King. I am a preacher of the gospel. I am God's anointed. I am the righteous of God through Christ. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I'm what you see. I'm what you see. I walked out and got in my car and I realized, then God opened my eyes. He said, Celeste. I said, Lord, I know. Help me. And he said, I overcome it completely, but help me. Help me, Lord, to receive when I need to receive and push away when I need to. When people loving on me, Lord, please help me. Help me. I've always been afraid. I don't want to get on my head. No. I ain't blowing my head up. No. What's yours? What do you need God to do for you today? What? He don't love me no more than he do you, or vice versa. He will help you. He will help you. So you get up, be as fiery as he give it to you. Don't try to copy off nobody. Just be yourself. I love her testimony. I love the way y'all testify. Every one of y'all, you're unique. I don't want to see you doing like her. I don't want you to see her doing like you. Because I want to see her be her and you be you. Because everybody can't receive her
It's like they can't receive you. You'll bless somebody, and you will too. And God spoke to my heart. I'm going to tell you this. You do what you do. He said, you tell your choir, I have chosen them to be a blessing. He said, when they sing, I'm going to bless, I'm going to even heal, and I'm going to save people. Through the choir. That's what he told me. I said, Lord, I'm just going to tell them to do what they want to. I'm going to give them the songs. Y'all be singing. Some songs y'all really be singing. Praise the Lord. This is your season. Somebody told us that they really like this song, yeah. Because this is our season. Your song it tells a story. And Jesus got angels singing around the throne 24/7. And the scriptures say, I will sing over you. And I thought, well, God, if you're going to sing over me, I ain't going to let you or I'll do me. If you can sing over me, I can sing back to you. God has really been blessing me. I appreciated it. I really needed it. But see, God know your heart. Now, Dee Dee asked me, said, Mama, and he asked me something. You know what you asked me? Well, he gave it back. He gave it back. And I just want to appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's amazing how you stand in that pulpit and preach to people every Sunday and be burdened with something. It's amazing. But we're people still. And we have to pray one for another. Now, let me know. I don't care who you say, have to cast out devils and raise the dead. Until we see Jesus, we got to pray one for another. Paul said, pray for me. He didn't. He said, pray now. They say he was the greatest apostle ever, but he said, pray for me. We need prayer. We need to love one another. You need to not put people up on a pedestal, but pray for them. Let them know we all trying to do the works of the Lord. We all trying to get there. And Bridget told Gerda to say, I hope the Lord let us all live next to each other. We live in close. I said, we'll live closer. That was so cute. That's what Bridget told Gerda this morning. Praise the Lord. Sister Gerda, you be encouraged. Me. God is going to do whatever he got to do. Amen. So, you know, say it's on now. It's on because you got to go. So praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Sister Gerda. She's going to go to Connecticut on the 22nd to see for her Christmas with her son. Yeah, to see her son. Amen. Amen. This December, the 22nd. Praise the Lord. So we just pray that the Lord will guide her and help her, you know, as she clothes. And praise the Lord. Don't let her forget the toothbrush and the toothpaste and the face cream. Praise the Lord. And don't worry, you're going to leave something there because I left something in my daughter. She brought it back. Mama, you left this. I said, okay, thank you. Amen. Stand on your feet, children of God. Father, I've delivered my soul. I have delivered my soul. Been open to my people. I ain't trying to hide nothing. I just want to be saved. I want to see you in peace, and I want them to see you. I don't want them to think that nobody's up there where they don't need prayer. I desire your prayers. I desire your prayers. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done today, for this praise that you gave us, God. Let us understand that when we come in, not only us praise, the children will praise. They'll praise God, and things will happen to them because it happens in praise. So next week, we're going back, and we come back, and we say, well, we're going to praise them some more next week. And we're going to stay and praise longer next week. We're going to get this thing going until it ain't nothing but praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they say, well, we went to church, but they were praising God, and that's all they did. Hallelujah. But you know, while I was there, I was thinking about my mama. I'm thinking about my daddy. Praise the Lord. And while they was praising God, you know, I felt better. You know, that yoke dropped off of me. You know, the chain fell off. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Go with these, my people, my children. My children, naturally and spiritually. So I thank you, Lord, for these. I praise you. I don't have the words, really, to speak, but I thank you. Go with them back to their homes. On the highways, be with them, because they don't know the enemy always got a plot out. They don't realize when you take them home, it's you. And when you take them, they drive up in their driveways, and everyone will. It's you. So we give you praise for that right now. Hallelujah. I said we give you praise right now for that. We give you praise for that, Lord. And when we go home, we got something to eat. We give you praise for that too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wherever we look, we see supply. And we give you praise for it. We glorify you. And when it ain't none, we're going to still praise you. Thank you, Jesus. So God bless you, my children. God go with you. God give you his peace. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Turn around and hug somebody.